Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Here's how my week has gone. Monday, water heater, see you later. It was like 19 years old. It was bound to go. Still not the best. $1,800, bye. 3 days later, furnace. See you later. Someone's coming over to look at the furnace. Doesn't look good, though, so looks like another super expensive bill. Oh, and your dog's still blind, Clayton. She still doesn't have any eyes. There's that, too. That happened like 3 months ago, but still. The thing that I do when something breaks down, like something minor, microwave, lawnmower, you always text a friend group and say, hey, does anyone know a guy or a girl who can fix this? Anyone know someone that just does a side hustle on the weekend? Because that'll happen, right? Your lawnmower breaks. I know a guy who fixes lawnmowers in his garage. You just drop it by. He'll do it for $20. Oh, I know a guy that actually really, really good with tires. He'll do your brake pads. He'll come by or whatever. I always like doing that, right? Supporting the side hustles. Can't really do that with a furnace, right? There's no, oh yeah, I know a furnace guy. He does them for like $2,500. No worries. Yeah. There's no side hustle furnace guy who's making homemade furnaces in his garage on the weekends. Here are the sound clips that get played the most on cruise mornings.
Stop breaking the law!
I'm Jim the Hammer Shapiro.
Ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Allow me to introduce myself. Gus Polinski, Polka King of the Midwest.
We need more port license plates in the gift shop.
I need these baskets back.
Bye-bye,
Lil the Kenosha Kickers? No?
I am wearing face pads.
Wow.
Butler.
All right, we're stopping. No, we're not.
That's okay. I thought you might have recognized. Anyways. Very big in Sheboygan.
Those are our most played sound clips right there. Minus the Gus Polinski stuff. I just threw that in there for fun. Our favorite sound clip, though, we can finally bring it back.
Oh, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh, God, I was...
Finally, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
It's about time.
It's about time.
Sweater weather.
Oh, finally, sweater weather.
God. Sweater weather.
We've been talking about VLTs a lot lately. No idea why. The topic of VLTs has just been coming up a bunch here on Cruise Mornings. We were talking about which VLT game is the best VLT game. It's Wildlife, by the way. We were talking about, like, how often do you throw a 20 in the VLTs, right? Every once in a while, right? Like, every couple months. It's nice to risk it for the biscuit once in a while. The thing that I learned yesterday, though, during our VLT talk, people miss the old VLT games. People don't like the new VLT games. Unless it's Wildlife. The old VLT games, they are missed by many, if not all. I'm looking at you, Bullfroggin. I'm looking at you, Alien Attack. Those are the two that people miss the most. Larry the Lobster as well. I think some machines still have Larry the Lobster, but Larry the Lobster, Bullfroggin, Alien Attack, just know. Just know. We're waiting for you to come back Brett Favre style. Stacey and I, we have been compiling a list, a guide, if you will, to help people know if they're in Saskatchewan or not. We call it, Are You in Saskatchewan? So if you don't know if you're in Saskatchewan, you have no idea where you are, maybe you got abducted by aliens, dropped off somewhere, and you're like, where am I? Here's a handy-dandy guide to tell if you are in Saskatchewan or not, all right? Is there a framed, finished puzzle hanging on the wall? If there is, you're probably in Saskatchewan, probably at Grandma's house. Is Kelly Taylor doing stand-up comedy at the fundraiser you're attending? You're probably in Saskatchewan if he is, because he does all of them. And there's a good reason why. He's hilarious. Are the guys at the table sitting next to you talking about how their hockey career got totally derailed because of a knee injury? They would have made the show if it wasn't for their bad knee. You're probably in Saskatchewan if that's going on. When someone says, where are we going? And everyone replies with, higher. That's when you know you're in Saskatchewan as well. Does everyone in the room know their co-op number, but not their significant other's phone number? Like they can rattle off their co-op number. No idea. Their wife or husband's number. Yeah, you're in Saskatchewan then. Do people brag about their co-op number? Like they have, oh, I only have 3 digits. You're in Saskatchewan then. Does your neighbor freeze their pierogies in the backyard in the winter because the deep freeze is too full of cabbage rolls? Definitely in Saskatchewan then. I'm one of those guys who has a lot of nicknames. My wife uses my first name for my nickname, Clady or Clady Pie. I know, we're adorable. Guys, though, they always use the last names with the nicknames, right? My last name, Croaker, so I'm Croaks. Croaks! I can't imagine having like a really, really bad nickname, though. Some people just get stuck with a bad nickname early on, and then it just sticks. For example, Brent Sutter, his nickname, did you know this? Pukey, because he puked a lot as a kid. That nickname stuck for 50 years for him. Like, there's this guy who just got signed by the Ottawa Redblacks. Pittsburgh Steelers fans know him. His name is Delvin Hodges. He's the third string for the Steelers a few years ago, got in a few games. His nickname is Duck. Delvin Duck Hodges. He's a big duck hunter. He loves duck calling. Apparently, he's like a great duck caller down in the southern states. There was a bit on Monday Night Football how he comes up to Saskatchewan to hunt ducks, actually. And now he's playing in the CFL. But his nickname is Duck. Which is a pretty cool nickname if you don't play quarterback. Like, if you don't know, in football, a duck is a bad pass. So every pass that Tino Sunseri threw back in the day for the Riders was a duck. Just looks like a duck when it's fluttering in the air, right? And this guy's name is Duck. He's a quarterback. That's like giving a goalie the nickname. I let in 8 goals a game. Alrighty, first one, it's from Brent. The Spin Doctors, Little Miss can't be wrong. Brent hears, Little Miss, Little Miss, Little Miss, Candy Bra. Little Miss, Little Miss, Little Miss, Candy Bra. It's a nice tasty treat right there, yeah? Candy Bras, just, oh, the markup on those, hey? I mean, the candy on it worth, what, 17 cents? Those were like $14. Don't ask why, I know the price of a candy bra. The actual lyrics, Little Miss, Little Miss, and for a third time, Little Miss can't be wrong. Little Miss, Little Miss, Little Miss can't be wrong. This next one's great, it's from Beth. Sarah McLaughlin, I Will Remember You, the sad animal adoption song. Beth hears, you gave me everything you had, oh, you gave me lice. I will remember you because you gave me lice. Actual lyrics, oh, you gave me life. Gave me everything you had, oh, you gave me lice. I prefer Andy Bernard's version, season 9 of The Office. The Nerd Dog. Anywho, the last one coming up. This one is from Steve, Loverboy, Notorious. Steve hears, every mother's nightmare, every mother's, nailed it. Every mother's nightmare, every school board's dream. Every mother's nightmare, every school board's dream. If we did this on Tuesday, we could have made some mask jokes, but not anymore. Thanks, restrictions. I'm just kidding. Happy they're here. The actual lyrics, though. Every mother's nightmare, every school board's, Why did I have so much trouble with this one? Nailed the first two. Punchline delivery, boom, 2 for 2. Then just blew it on this one. Schoolboy's dream, whatever. And to cap it off, the clip freezes too. Great. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, and that was a bad one.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.